One of the bigger pieces of legislation this juncture in the session, Senate Bill 26, which affects taxes in two ways, income taxes in one way and the sales tax in another.
Yeah, we third read it yesterday, Senate Bill 26. It decreases the personal income tax rate in the state of Missouri by 0.75 points over a five-year period, and it increases the sales tax in the state of Missouri by 0.5% throughout the state over a five-year period.
And I know there's been a long time in the sponsor and the other supporters working on this, but it's, I guess, kind of a dual-edged sword, as it were.
Right. I have a hard time coming to grips with this concept. I don't understand if we are going to change tax policy in this state and be more focused on a consumption tax rather than an income tax. Why are we doing it at 0.75 points over 5 years and 0.5 point up over 5 years? That seems like you're just putting your toe in the water. Again, I'm not sure what we're trying to accomplish with this bill other than send a message.
And there are those who say they understand and enjoy the fact that one tax is coming down, but again, why raise another tax, especially in this case, the sales tax, which affects anybody who buys anything in Missouri.
Sales tax is such an aggressive tax. Quite frankly, I'm not sure that everybody in the chamber understood the entire effects of the bill. You have to realize the substitute was dropped on a Tuesday night, a 300-page substitute, and we perfected the bill on Wednesday afternoon. I would bet more senators didn't read the bill than read it, but they relied on the sponsor of the bill.
Does this, and you indicated this a little bit earlier, is this maybe a way around? There had been a lot of talk in recent years about this going on the ballot, an initiative petition. Was this perhaps maybe a way to alleviate that and keep control over these taxes in the legislature's hands as opposed to the voters?
Well, actually, the initiative petition would have been an opportunity for people to weigh in and see what they wanted. Did they want the state based on solely on a sales tax and no income tax, or do they like the way it is? Quite frankly, I think that they were afraid of the outcome. So they decided to stick their toe in the water with 0.75% and 0.5%, and hopefully people won't notice. And then they've sent their message, and I'm not sure the state's a better place for it.